Okay, today we have to get back to our discussion from yesterday regarding the way Batei Arachaim works and Machlokes Aguda and the other Rishayim. Let's just learn off a piece of Gemara because we have to cover ground as well, and then we'll come back to yesterday's discussion. The top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the fourth line, Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derava LeRav Ashi Ikla Mifra. Now here it gets complicated. This is Pirchas going on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis on the Gemara that said the second Braisa, the Braisa that was the Rabbanan, not Rav Shimon. So it said two lines to the bottom, Meicher Bayis v'bati Arachayim Yechiyach, that a Bayis v'bati Arachayim is Yafa Kaychei L'gol Miyad. If you think about it, is Bati Arachayim really Yafa Kaychei? I will compare it to Achuza and Magdish and Bati Arachayim in the three. Is Bati Arachayim as Yafa Kaychei? As a good Kaychei, he could be Gol Miyad. Shkaych, it could be Gael Miyad, but you only get 12 months and then it's gone forever. So the Bryce on the bottom said, it's Yafa Kaychei L'Gael Miyad. That it has a good Maila, that it's Nigal right away. It is a Maila, but it's a Maila which, to call it Yafa Kaychei, when it has the Maila of L'Gael Miyad and the Chsarim that after the year you can't be Gael anymore. So to call that Yafa Kaychei seems to be, the comparison seems to be incorrect. You're trying to compare it to the other things.
What? There are situations where it's better for a person, where it's
hard to say that since Batei Arachaim is not Nigel L'Chatzoyim and it has such a big Maila, so therefore we're going to learn it to somewhere else. What do you mean it has such a big Maila? It's not such a big Maila. It's a mixed bag. You can do it right away, but not over a year. That's the Gemara's kashi here. The Gemara asks, "Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derava LeRav Ashi Ikla Mifra." Malam Meicha Bais Bati Erechayim Shekein Hayra Kaychei LeGal LaOilam. Time of Magdish Yafa Kaychei LeGal LaOilam. So how can you learn it from Bati Erechayim to Magdish? Amalei Rav Acha Sabla Rav Ashi Mishem Diikla Meim in the Hadar Dina. The Gemara said that you can learn Magdish out of the other two together. Tisi Matza. The two of them together. Have both milas. They have the mile of Nigal Miyad, and they have the mile of Gael and Laila. And nevertheless, it's not Nigal Chatzayim. So the same thing here. Amalei Marzut Yerbeidar Mile Ravina Ikla Mifrach. Al Tav Shavish Meshkin Arkechel Gal B'Shana Shniya. Type of Magdish Yafa Kechel Gal B'Shana Shniya. Even the two put together, the second year is bad by both of them because Sayas Sada and Sayas Bayis. He can't be Gael and B'Shana Shniya. Amalei Ravina B'Shem Dikla Meimar Eved Ivri. So here we didn't discuss Eved Ivri if he's, well, we discussed if it's Lachatzoyim, but if it's Loiv of a Goyal we didn't even have yet. So the Gemara says we'll learn out of all three together. Evstei Achuza and Bayis of Bavati Arachayma and Eved Ivri and Kalakim Yechiyach Shiyafakach Ligal B'Shem Eshniya Ve'ein Loiv of a Goyal V'Goyal Lachatzoyim. Period. So that's the end of the second Ibaya of Rachanina. So Gemara here says that an Eved Ivri is Einai Loiv of a Gael. If you think about it, what does that mean? An Eved Ivri who wants to go free. So he has, the Torah gave him the power that if he has money, he could go free against the will of his other. So we're saying, but he's Einai Loiv of a Gael. He's got to come up with the money himself. Why? Same thing as before. It says Visiga Yadai. And since it says Visiga Yadai, that Oy Hasiga, Rashi brings the pasuk. Oy Hasiga Yada. So it's he has to earn the money himself. It can't be borrowed money. And here again, the Rambam pulls a quick one. The Rambam says that Eved Ivri is life of a Gael, not like the Gemara. And as always, since the Rambam is a halacha sefer, it leaves everyone wondering what got in, you know, what got into him. I mean, the Gemara says ein loy v'vagayel. There's no machlokes. It's not too sheet to see it. And the Rambam paskins loy v'vagayel. How do you get out of such a thing? Huh? There's only one Gemara. The Gemara says Eved Ivri can't borrow and buy himself out. He has to hisiga, and the Torah says hisiga. And the Rambam says an Eved Ivri is loy v'vagayel. What? I'm not sure. Probably not. Because the Rambam's Mechalik by Nikol Chatzon between Nikol Goy and Nikol Yisrael, probably Mechalik here too. It's not going to help you. The Gemara says, Beferish, Evid, Evri, and Nikol Goy, Nikol Goy, Nikol. So the Reb Aaron in that piece has a pilpul to answer it, but the Netziv in the Merayim Yisodeh has a short, simple, sweet teretz to answer this kasha. Very, very oilam adas, very mistaver. By Eved Ivri Hanimkala Akon, there's a mitzvah for Acherim to beguile him. There's a mitzvah for others to beguile him. So the Tziv asks, what do you mean, Ein Eloiv of a Goyle? Look, I'm an Eved Ivri. You have a mitzvah to give your money and be paid to me and give the Geroin Kesef and I should go out. So if you have a mitzvah to give your own money, so if you lend me the money, is it mistaver that it's worse? Hisiga yadai. It's not hisiga yadai if you give it. It's not hisiga yadai if I borrow it. What's the difference? In fact, it's what's pshat in the Gemara. And Eved Ivri and the Kalakim is ain't the life of a gayel. The Torah said that his friend is supposed to be gayelim. Elamah, he sought the Netziv. This Gemara must be going. Like a the machlokes we had earlier. That if other people are gayel and Eved Ivri from a guy, the gayel la'avdus. That when Acherim have a mitzvah to be Goyalim, this Gemara must be going, that when they're Goyalim, the Eved Ivri has to switch to work now for the Yisrael. So then, the Gemara makes sense. Acherim have a mitzvah to do what? To be Goyalim from being an Eved? No, he's going to remain an Eved. They just have a mitzvah to take him out of the guy's house and put him in a Yid's house. So then the Gemara makes sense. Acherim have the mitzvah to take him out of the guy's house and put him in a Yid's house, but he remains an Eved. To be Ois Eved, he siga yada, he has to use his own money. That's the that's Pshat Nagamar. The Rambam paskins that Acherim are goyel l'cherus. The Rambam paskins like the other man, the other. Then when Acherim are goyel, the Eved Ivri, he goes out l'cherus. Memel is often the tziv. If you paskin that Acherim are goyel, they have a mitzvah to give even their own money to be goyel and l'cherus. So kolshkein that if he borrows, he could go out. Now he see the other when someone else gives the money. So if he gives the money, it should be the same thing. It's a very gishmak of pshat. What you're doing basically is saying this gemara is going at one man the other. The Rambam passes at the other man the other. And memel it's good, and it's not just arbitrary. It's very mistaver. Somebody else has a mitzvah to give money and beguile him, so Kolshkein should beguile himself. There's just one kasha. If we pass in life of a guile, why do we do it to Pasik Hisiga Yadai? I said, we'll say this Gemara is going to one man the armor, that Gemara is going to the other man the armor. Lamaisa, what's with the Pasik? It says, oh, Hisiga Yadai. He has to earn it. And when it says Hisiga Yadai elsewhere, well, Mamayat life of a guile. So, alright, the Sif's pshat is a good pshat. We'll stick with our Gemara is, shall I leave it El Chasa? We pass in life of a guile that you can borrow and be guile. What do you do with the Pasik Yisiga Yadai? Sakta Hamakna, very Gishmak. What do you do with the Pasik Yisiga Yadai? He says, in Eved Ivri, it's a mitzvah to be guile. It's a mitzvah. It's not like Bati Arichaimah where it's Rishos. Here, it's a mitzvah to be guile from a guy. Hisiga yada is a miyot. We paskin that hisiga yada, if he has money, it's a mitzvah. The chiyuv from him to buy himself. If he borrows, then it's a rishus. You don't obligate him to borrow. It's a rishus to be life of a guy. So Hisiga Yada is a miyot. If it's his own money, then it's a chayv. To borrow, that's a rishos. By Bati Arechayma, where it's always only a rishos. So if it says Hisiga Yada, nobody has to buy his house back. It's always only a rishos. So it's Hisiga Yada, it's a miyot. What's it, namayit? So it's a mamayit that he has no rishos to be like of a guy. So if Bati Arechayma, he has no rishos to be like of a guy. Here he has no chiyuv to be like of a guy. That's the difference between them. So this is the Gemara. Let's just spend a little bit of time. I would like to finish the Yomit today, just because Pesach is coming. So first, I want to go over the Aguda from yesterday, the Machlokes Tzais Nesivos, and like I said, it's something we learned. I think Aksuv is based on the days we spoke about it. By the Sugya Vayis Begitin, Vayis Biyam Achray. So I'd like to chazer just the Rashi Prakim and what's Shayach to Asugya. We had a machlokes if someone's tilasi b'pshia a seifer ba'ainis, is he an ainis or not? Okay, we had this machlokes numerous times that if somebody lets things schlep and the last day when he's supposed to do it he's an ainis, is he considered an ainis or not? The sheet of the aguda was that you're not an ainis, you shouldn't have waited for the last day. Most rishaitim disagreed and said you are an ainis. Then we had those who were machalik between different cases. The Aguda said, you're not an Einus, you shouldn't have waited for the last day. Here's Makar. How can you prove that you're not an Einus? I'm about to Erechai. Yesterday we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a person is trying to be Goyal's field, and he comes the very last day to be Goyal's field, and the person selling it hides from him, so it's a problem. If you can't find him, so now we have a problem. We can't find him. He's not going to be able to be Gael. So he made a takana that you just throw the money into bed. So it's up to Aguda. What do I need Hillel's takana? I could just say, he's an Einus B.I. Machrein. He couldn't find the person to be Gael from. So Einus Rahman Apatre. So maybe he gets one more day. Why did he have to make a takana? Must be Hill made the takana for those people. Now you asked me yesterday, maybe he didn't have the money till now. But for those people, he didn't make the takana if they were in the other way. But for those people who are pesheya, they were just schlepping the whole 11 months, 29 days. And they come the last day, for them, the Torah gave him a right. The Torah gave him a right to wait till the last day. So now, on the last day, the other person's hiding. So they're going to be tchilasi v'shia v'sefer ba'ainis. They won't have a tainis ainis. So for that, he'll made a takana to give them an out that they can still be gone out of the house. So right from here, tchilasi v'shia v'sefer ba'ainis is not an ainis. Because if you're an ainis, ainis rachman apatre, on the last day. This is the agud Israel. So the tzais and the sivis are toila this aguda. And how you learn Bate Erechayim. You have a house in a walled city of Eretz Yisrael, and you sell it to somebody. The Torah says you get 12 months. There are two ways to learn. What does it mean you get 12 months? You get 12 months to do what? The Tzais learns you get 12 months to buy it back. It's sold, it's a final sale, it's sold. You get 12 months to buy it back. Within 12 months, you can do a new sale, and you get it back. That's how the Tzais learns. So you're not undoing the first sale. The first sale is the final sale. Just afterwards, you buy it back. The Nesivus learns, no, that the original sale is a sale ala tonight. When I sell a bayis nevati erechayma, I'm selling it tonight. If you don't buy it back within a year, the sale is chal. If you do buy it back within the year, then the sale will be off, Lamafraya. The whole sale will be ice sale. The Sivis brought the Raya from the Ribbis Din that I mentioned to you yesterday, where the Mishnah seems in Erechin seems to say clearly that when you undo the sale, the money you gave ends up, it was never sold. The money was like a halva, and it wasn't your balance. Mimela. So you have Machlais Tzais and Nesivus. Tzais says it's one sale and a sale back. Nesivus says no, you're undoing the original sale. Zaktik Tzais. Lididi. I hold it's a final sale. Just you have a right to buy it back. The whole Agudas Raya is going to fall off. Why? What's that good to say? If a person comes the last day, before Hillel's Takana, a person comes the last day of the 12 months, and he can't find the person who he has to give the money to. He can't find the buyer. So now he's going to come to Bezalel and say, Einus Rachmana Patre, I get one more day. So it says, we say Einus Rachmana Patre. That way it's true. There's a p'tor. If there's something that you have to do and there's a tain on you for not doing it, Einus Rachmana Patre. There's no tain on you. You don't get punished for it. No knas, whatever. But Einus Rachmana Chayve Layamrina. If you have a right to buy something and you couldn't buy it because you were an Einus, we'll say, okay, you couldn't buy it because you were an Einus, you'll buy it later. That we don't say. Einus Rachmana is a p'tor. If somebody did something or failed to do something, because he failed to do it, there's an Einus that's going to come his way, or there's a consequence that he has a tanai, he gets 12 months or whatever to do something, and 12 months end he's an Einus the last day, so he can say, I'm an Einus, give me more time, because the clock ran out on me, and as a result of that you're going to want to change something, don't change it. But Einus Rachmana Chayve Layamina. If it was a final sale originally, it was a final sale. He just has a right within 12 months to buy it back. He failed to buy it back because he's an Einus. They're going to say, because of Einus, let him buy it back the next day. Because you're an Einus, we don't let new things happen. We only say Einus Rachmana Patre. The Aguda understood, like the Nesivis, that it's originally a sale, but tonight. So what does that mean? There's a tanai. If I don't do something by 12 months, I lose it. So then you say, Einus Rachmana Patre. At the end of the 12 months, it's still mine on the last day. It's still mine. I was an Einus. You want, because I was an Einus, you want to be machlit and make the field his? Einus Rachmana Patre. I have an excuse. It remains mine. So like the Nesivis is Mahalach, that would have made sense. Because Einus Rachmana Patre is a tanai, and I have a p'tur on the last day. But like the Ktsais, what do you want to do with the Yainus? You want to make a new Mechira? You know, we don't do that because the person's an Yainus. If you're an Yainus and the person didn't sell it to you, he didn't sell it to you, you're finished. Yainus can't make new things happen. Yainus only takes off Einshin. Well, not only Einshin, takes off consequences of my not doing it. So if I make it tonight and there's a consequence, if I'm an Yainus, I can push off the consequence of my not doing it. But it's not the Batakhtik Tzais. We don't say, Einus Rachmana Chayve. That a person had a right to buy something and there's something went wrong. So we'll say, now you're an Einus, so you buy it tomorrow. We don't do that. We don't give people who are an Einus new things, new kaisers. We don't do that.
What's
the difference? That required a new thing to happen, a new kinyan to happen. Because you had the right to make a kinyan. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen. We're not, as a result of what you failed to do, we're not doing anything to you. You should tie now and this. You just want to be able to do it later. To be able to do it later that you can't do. So cases of Einus Rachmana Patre is where I was an Einus, and the Einus came off. Where I did something tonight, and now as a result of my Einus, something's going to change.
Even if it is an
Einus
at the end,
it
doesn't matter.
Yeah, because the Torah only said Rachmana Patre. It never said that because of an Einus you can do something new. This is the Ktsaisis Taina. So Machlokes Ktsais Mesivis. The Pashtus is certainly like the Mesivis. The thing is, when I was learning here, our Sugya of Nigal HaChatzayim, so again, we had yesterday two pshat of Nigal HaChatzayim by Bati Arachayim. Right, what is Nigal HaChatzayim? We had one pshat, Rashi, is Nigal HaChatzayim is half the house. That could be Goyal half the house. And the Ran didn't like that. So the Ran says it means it could be Goyal half the time. So Yaival, you split the time in half, you'd be Goyal half the time. You had two pshat. Now the two pshatim themselves, you could learn the place to see this, you can learn whatever way you want. Yeah.
And my like, sorry. Do you say my Tana goes out automatically, or do you say that it's like two separate knows? But over there, it says that it goes out automatically. And it's just not.
So he says a maternal house is a maternal man. It goes back automatically. Therefore,
but which is not consistent with what he's saying over here. Over here, he's saying it's two separate mechiras. But over there,
because here he's saying it's not a mechira but tonight. That's why. The Ketzos is saying that here it's not a mechira but tonight. So that means I sell it to you, and there's a zeris hakasav that you have a right to buy it back new. But it's not a tonight. Adarabi, if it's very good, the Ketzos, the way you're saying, couldn't learn it was a tonight. If you would learn that every tonight is automatic, then the Ketzos couldn't learn the Gemara this way. Because if it's automatic, what does it mean it's automatic here? See, it's different. Tonam Nasla Hazard doesn't require money. I'm giving you my tonam unless you give it back to me. So there's possible to say it automatically comes back. Here we have to give money. You can't say it's automatic.
No, is that not the meaning? They would cut them with blue.
It's true. It's true. It also happens. That's true. But you can't do it by a tanai that requires you to pay. If I give you my tonam, I'm a nurse that if I pay you, you'll give it back. So it can't be automatic because I have to pay you or else it doesn't go back. But Tonam Slahazir, he's saying that it definitely goes back. So it wouldn't have a shaykh as the place we have to pay. At Lamaisa, the language of the Ramban in Rashi, in explaining our Gemara, like Rashi, which is really Pashpash the Gemara, he says, he brings Rashi, that selling half the field, half the house back. The Talmud Milsa says, why? You can't force a person to sell half a house. The Mechira Gemurahi, Brachmana Ukma Pigyan. The original sale is a final sale. And the Torah gave you a right to be paid it back. Hilkach, Afilu Bechatzi Nami, the Rachmana Azarei Lelekeach Lazar Velimkar Sadeyu Eichetzi Eilamaycher. Fi Perish Rashi. The language is clear like the Ktzais. Rachmana Azarei Lelekeach Lazar Velimkar Sadeyu Eichetzi Eilamaycher. It's a little hard to fetch the lashon here. Rachmana Azarei Lelekeach Lazar Velimkar Sadeyu Eichetzi Eilamaycher. So I don't know. The Ketzos Nesivos don't bring this Ramban. The Ramban's on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, where he brings Al Gemara, and you know, what should I tell you? Nesivos is more mistaver because it's a raya from the Ribbis case. But I don't know. The Ketzos brought a Rashba who says like him, and L'chayr we have a Ramban that also seems to be mamish the lashon of Ketzos. Be very hard to shtup in the lashon. Stiplum Ksubis says the Rashba's lashon you can shtup that it means like Nesivos, but this it's very hard to. All right, so you see, we finish a Ramban like Ketzos. Okay. Let's learn. I'd like to finish Batei Rechaimah, so Sunday we can get back to Eved Sugyas. So we have to learn the rest of the Yamid. Please follow along in the Gemara. The Gemara is a 30 Baya. Believe me, there are Rafuna Brachin number of Sheshes, right halfway down the Yamid. Hamaycha Bayis from Batei Rechaimah. Nigala Kraivim, or Ein Nigala Kraivim. Okay, what does that mean? We have a parsha of Gulas Kraivim, which we originally had by Yavid Ivri, and we have also by Steyachuza. There are two places where it says Beferish in the Torah, by Yavid Ivri and Nibgal Gai, and by Steyachuza, that there's a mitzvah for Kraivim to be Gai of the field. So the Shaila is, what about Batei Rechaimah? The Torah doesn't say Beferish about Batei Rechaimah. Is it Nigal Kraivim or is it not Nigal Kraivim? So the Gemara explains it to Tzad Meribaya. Gulasei Misteyachuza Gamak. Maya stay achuza ain't in the gelas the chatzoyim in the gelas the kraivim afainami ain't in the chatzoyim in the gelas the kraivim. I dilma kiksiva gula bechatzoyim the kiksiva bekraivim likesim. The shaila is again, should we be makishit or not? Amalei ain't in nigel again. No machlokes. He says ain't in nigel, which means the maskana is that gulas kraivim is only in two places by stay achuza and eved ivri. Eisive. B'chol geula titeinu l'rabbi spotim ve'evet ivri. So we say there's a mitzvah to be goyel. But the Eved Ivri, my life, but the Erechayim. The Eved Ivri, the Gemara will get to on the bottom of the page. Because Eved Ivri is the first in the Pasuk. So we'll get to on the bottom of the Yamin. But right now we're dealing with Bati, my life, but the Erechayim. So we see that but the Erechayim is a mitzvah of Gulas Kraivim. Eved Gemara lie, but the Chatzayim. But the Chatzayim, Behedi Ksivu, Astei Aretzi Chashayim. Ha'ut L'Kayv Erechayim. Ba'libah de Rabbi Yezer. Zemachlaikis, by Bati Chatzayim. So we have now three things that have Gulas Kraivim, right? We have Eved Ivri and Steachuza, which is the Farish of the Pasik, and Batei Chaseirim, which means Batim that are not in Arechayim, which were now being Marvet, the Tani. The Golas Mamker Achiv, Rishus, Atai Rishus Ein El Achayim, Tamalim Vishki Lo Yele Gayel, Yechiesh Adam Yisrael Shein Le Gayelim. We have a rule that every Jew has relatives, except for a Ger, of course. But every Jew has a relative. So must be Elazeshiashlaveinaritzalikakshashusbiyada. I just want to point out, you could have a Jew that doesn't have relatives, which is a ger. And a ger has no relatives. So what's the Gemara saying? Maybe it's a ger. Teretz is a ger, doesn't have steyachuza. There's no hechatimtza that a ger has steyachuza, right? So everybody has a relative. Going back to, how far back do you have to go to guaranteed relative? So Rashi says Yaakov Avinu. Even if someone has no relatives, he went to the Holocaust, all his relatives were killed, he's a Yid, he goes back to Yaakov, so he has cousins, other Yid. Then he says it's a Shvera Rashi. Why? What should Rashi have said instead of Zera Yaakov? No, because you go back to Yaakov, you have relatives, you don't have to go back to Avraham. Moshe, you're not related to, you're a lady. You don't go back to Moshe. No, you have to go back to your father, till somebody who has offspring that are alive. So a Yid could have his father, grandfather, great-grandfather have no offspring or are alive. So Rashi says, but Yaakov certainly has offspring. The Gemara says in Yesh Neichlim in Bava Basra, the Gemara says you go back, if a person dies, everyone has Yarshim. You go back to Reuven. Go back to the Shvatim. So the Gemara says, why are you saying Shvatim? You should say Yaakov. So the Gemara answers, no, Gemiri de Lekola Shifta. We have a Kabbalah, every Shevet has some people over. At least one person still alive. No Shevet gets killed out. So the Gemara Beferish makes a fuss over this, that when you say everyone has a relative, you don't go back to Yaakov. You go back to the Shvatim. There's a very strange Rashi. Rashi says, Mizera Yaakov. Like, I really wouldn't make a fuss over it. Mizera Yaakov, okay, means the Shvatim. Go back to the Shvatim, right? To whichever Shevet you come from, you have somebody. But the Gemara in Bava Basra says not Zera Yaakov, Zera Shvatim, Zera Ruvein. So there happens to be a tshuva in the Sam Sofer. It's an interesting tshuva anyway, for other reasons. The person died and he left money to his Yarshim, to his Kraven. So Shaila is who's his Kraven? The man died, it seems there was a lot of money. He left money, he had no close relatives. So he left it to all his Kraven who live in this and this city. So suddenly everyone was his courage, right? They all come from Yaakov Avinu, they all went to the Chelik. So he has a tshuva about what to do. But, Teich Devarav, he has the Kasha Rashi. He says such a godless teretz. He says you do have to go back to Reuven. Because this man sold a Beis Achuza. So we're going to say, guaranteed he has another relative from his Shevet. There's no guarantee. Maybe he's the last person from his Shevet. We have Gemiri, the Lekola Shifta. So there's no guarantee there's a second person from his Shevet. Because he's alive. There's no guarantee he has someone else from his Shevet. There's a guarantee there's Zera Yaakov still alive. There's no guarantee from his Shevet. What's the Gemara Bava Basra talking about? Bava Basra is talking about Yarshim, a man who died without relatives. If a person's dead, he said guaranteed he has relatives. How far back does he have to go to guarantee it? Just to his Shevet. Because since he's dead, there's got to be one more person alive from his Shevet. Give me the Lekola Shifta. So in the Mele, the Gemara says there's got to be someone alive from his Shevet. But in our Gemara, where he's still alive, there's no guarantee. If you come, there's no guarantee that somebody else from your Shevet is alive. So the Gemara took away to learn up the Rashi. So here, where he's alive, there's no guarantee there's someone else from his Shevet. So Rashi says, a guarantee there's another Ben Yaakov. Over there, when he's dead, there's a guarantee there's another person from his Shevet.
He doesn't have kids. Obviously, there is a guarantee because when he dies, he's not going to be the last one standing.
But maybe before he dies, he'll still have children. Maybe right now he's the last one. And before he dies, he'll have kids.
He's not dying.
He's told about the Erech Chaim. He's alive and well. There's no guarantee. Lamaisa, probably there's someone else in the Shevet alive, but there's no guarantee. Rashi's saying the guarantee is from Yaakov. Yirmiyah returned the members of everyone in Seres HaShvatim, the Gemara says. Where's the Megillah? Was he a Dalit, I think? As well, that can be that Yirmiyah Hechen Hava, he went to be a boss in the Seres HaShvatim. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Yesh Adam Yisrael Shein Lagayel Melazesh Yesh Leveiner." Writes a Likach or Shus Biyadai. Diber Yeshua. Lazaim and no. The Galus Mipkarachiv Chayva. Atay Mechayvi and Elam Rishus. Tamalaim the Bechol Geula Titenu. Hakas of Kavei Chay. Amilay Rabbanu Larvashi. Amilay Ravino Larvashi. 1 minute. Bishlam Elamandi Yamal Rabbis Batei Rechayma. You say this Gulas Kraven by Batei Rechayma. Hainuksiv Bakol. It's marvelous. Everything. Elaman the Ambate Chatzer, my Bakol, Gula Titanu. What's it, Marba? Kushan. Esevei Abai. Ma Talmud Loimi Yigalenu 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 Gimel Pamim. The rabbis call a Gula Shinigal is Keseder Azeh. All relatives are Nigal Keseder Azeh. In the order of what? So Pasuk says, Dai Dai, Ben Dai Dai. It says an uncle first, the cousin second. In the order of closer relatives, you go in that order for Gula. Right, like Yavin Rus, right? It's a mitzvah to be Gael, so the first closest relative gets first chance, and the next closest relative gets the next chance. My lab, but they are Echaim of Eved Ebri. Again, the same thing. It says, it's Marba Kogu Ulais, the stomach, but they are Echaim. The word Lai, but they are Echaim, stay Achuza. But there is the Achuza, Behed Yixiv, I'll stay Aretz Yechashay. Ever the Gemara Kedamar of Nechem Bar Yitzchak, the Karav Kaidim, Achinam, the Karav Kaidim. We need. When it just says Echad me Echav Yigalenu, you don't know which relative. I need Karav Kaidim to be Magdin, the closer relative. Hecha Itmad Rav Nechem by Yitzchak Aha. Gemara brings one last Dibaya. Dibaya Lo Eved Ivri Adim Kol Yisrael Nigal Akrayim Ma'ini Nigal Akrayim. This is identical to the previous Dibaya. We asked by Bati Arachayim, do relatives do Gula or not? Now we're asking, what about Eved Ivri Adim Kol Yisrael? I'll leave it to Rebbe like Dibaya Loch Dabim Mishen Nigal Beil and Nigal Bishesh. I'm a loin Ifrit. Do we say Afina Sach Sachir Velay Darshi Yigalenu? Adim Yigalenu Zev Velay Lach. Toshma, exact same brisa. B'chol Gula Titenu L'Rabbis Batin Ve'Eved Ivri. My La Bat Erechaima Ve'Eved Ivri Anim Kol Yisrael. The more Lai Eved Ivri Anim Kol Eved Chavim. But the more Eved Ivri Anim Kol Eved Chavim Be'Ed Yiksev Be. Says the fairish relatives. I Doi Doi Ben Doi Doi Yigalenu. Ahu L'Kai Ve'Chayva. The fill of Rabbi Yeshua, even Rabbi Yeshua held that it's not a chayva in the previous case about a chatzeres, but over here he holds it's a chayva. Toshma, matam elemi yigaleni yigaleno gimel pamin. Rabbis kol agulai shenigalis k'sei dezer. My la batei rechayva v'ed ivri nimkel Yisrael. It's like the Gemara loy batei chatzerim stay achuz. Batei chatzerim v'ed yiksibu I'll stay aretz yichashe. Now this is where Nachum B'Yisrael originally said it. Right? That he originally said Karav Kaidim. Rashi teaches Karav Kaidim that you go to the closest relative. If he has no money, you go to the next relative. If he has no, you go to the next. The Rashba interestingly argues. He says, no, you go to the closest relative. And he's the only one with the mitzvah. If he doesn't have money, you don't go to the next relative. You wait till he gets money. Only the closest relative has a mitzvah of Gula. That's how the Rashba learns. What? So Idai Dai Ben Dai Dai. If he has an uncle, the uncle gets a chance. If he has no uncle, you go to the Ben Dai Dai. You go to the cousin. Karav Kai. That's how the Rashba learns. Pashtus the Megillas Rus is Mashma. That's the closest. What was Bayez was doing? He wasn't just marrying; it was also being Gael the properties. So Pashtus, it's Mashma that the closest relative doesn't do it, and the next relative gets a chance. But Uncle Ponim, that's the Rashba. Okay, so Sunday we have to do this Amid, back to Inyonim of Eved.